Hey, food friends, and welcome to the Food Founders Podcast, your number one spot to get mentoring, guidance, and behind the scene learnings to help you understand what it really takes to launch, grow, and scale your packaged food or beverage business. On the show, you'll hear from food founders at various stages of growth, and you'll hear from me and my 14 years of packaged food and beverage experience. Each episode is packed with insights, inspiration, and learning to help you on your food business journey. I'm your host, Ainsley, and this is the Food Founders Podcast. Jump into today's show, I want to thank our sponsor, the Food Brands That Sell program. Food Brands That Sell is a six-week deep dive into the CPG industry and teaches you how to win within that industry by creating a brand that you, retailers, and consumers love. Here's what a recent alumni had to say about the program. I am so grateful that I chose to do Food Brands That Sell. I learned so much about myself, my journey, and my company. These 6 weeks changed how I'm doing my business, and I can see the difference already. I no longer feel alone. If you aren't already on the waitlist, hop on over to foodbrandsthatsellwaitlist.com or grab the link below to make sure that you are first to know when the program is accepting new students. All right, let's dive into today's episode.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Food Founders Podcast. Today, I'm here with Todd Goldstein from WoDo. WoDo, the cookie dough bar and cookie dough cookies, too. You can have them as cookies. You can have them as just the individual dough. We're going to dive all into it. All of you guys who are cookie dough lovers out there, this is going to be for you. And we're going to dive into some pieces about how that WoDo got to where they are, some of the challenges they've overcome, and how you can get your hands on some WoDo. Todd, welcome to the Food Founders Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can you open it up and just share with us, what is WoDo?
Sure. WoDo is a line of cookie dough snack bars and ready-to-bake cookie dough that you can eat raw or bake into a delicious cookie. All of our products are plant-based, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, egg-free, certified gluten-free, non-GMO, Project Verify, OU kosher, just meant to be that better for you cookie dough or cookie dough snack bar.
Got it. And you guys have definitely gone, as you explained that there, you've gone above and beyond with making sure that everyone can have this. This is a very inclusive snack for everyone to be able to have, with making sure it's vegan, all the pieces, non-GMO. Was that very intentional from the beginning to make it like that?
So when I started the brand, the number one goal was to be gluten-free. Myself and my three boys all have severe gluten allergies. And so when I thought about starting WoDo, I thought about when I was a kid, what was the one product I really loved and I would eat a ton of, which was cookie dough. And so when I, as my kids were born and I got diagnosed with severe gluten allergy, I started looking on the marketplace and realizing that cookie dough wasn't something you would just eat out of a mixing bowl with a spoon anymore. It's something that was becoming more of a dessert. And so I thought, if you can make this cookie dough snack bar as a rated, as an on-the-go treat, people would love it. And we started with gluten-free first. And then as we started making the product, we recognized, well, not only are we gluten-free, we're also vegan and plant-based and egg-free. And we're like, oh, wow, now we're soy-free, right? So it's once you start going down the path of creating a product and you check one box, you look around and you say, what other boxes am I checking as well? That's what kind of led us to starting WoDo. And I'd say we're a gluten-free first company.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you solved this need that you had, and then you just were able to open it up to so many other people as well.
And I think part of being an entrepreneur is solving a need you have, right? That maybe no one else has solved before. When I looked around the marketplace, I recognized there wasn't another cookie dough snack bar on the market at all that was ready to eat, shelf stable. And so that was an aha moment for me, because there's a lot of protein bar, there's a lot of other just bars on the market. And I felt this is very much a differentiating product.
And then for you, who do you see as your biggest competitors then? Is it protein bars? Is it gluten-free bars? Is it other cookie dough products? Like, where do you see your biggest competitors?
You could say a candy bar is a competitor, a protein bar is a competitor, but really, we think we've created something different and something that everyone loves. So it doesn't matter if you're a three-year-old like my son Remy, or a grandparent, or a parent, or a college student. Like, everybody loves cookie dough. And it's not something you're like, oh, well, I have to get protein today, or I want zero sugar. We've really meant to create a better for you cookie dough snack bar experience. So we're lower calories, lower sugar, but we're real cookie dough with real ingredients.
Got it. So real cookie dough with real ingredients. So I could take this bar right now and could I go and make cookies with it?
So that's interesting, right? So when we started the brand, we started out just by creating the cookie dough snack bars. And within about 6 months, people started asking us, can you bake the product? And we'd be like, you can bake it, but it's really not meant to be baked. Think about a bar as a cookie baked in an oven. They do taste good baked. And so that kind of inspired us to start working on a ready-to-bake cookie dough line. And so we actually started working on it a little bit about 16 months ago. And we just launched in the last 6 weeks in 600 retailer locations across the U.S. and with Plantex online. And we're already seeing that product. We're outperforming the category by 30%.
Wow. Okay. That's huge. That is like great testament to people who are looking for this.
And so that was really us recognizing one of the biggest things about being an entrepreneur is listening to your customers. And so if you even see coming out in the coming weeks or almost about a month and a half, is we actually just updated the packaging based on going through the Mondelez Collabs program and seeing how do you become more in tune with what your customer is looking for. If you look at our packaging today, it just says WODO, right? But what is WODO? And I can send you a photo after the call, but we just made some major changes to our packaging where it really shows you what's in the package and what the package is versus what is the brand.
Interesting. And that's such an interesting piece because I think a lot of people go down the route that you did. Okay, we're going to say brand first. People get what it is. Did you find consumer confusion about what it was, which led to that? Or was it simply just looking at things differently as you get into it?
So I think typically when you start a brand or you start a company, you start in one place and you think you got to put the line in the sand somewhere and say, okay, we're going to jump into market and see if we have product market fit. And we did that and we launched and have done very well. But then you start to get feedback. You start to work with experts like Mondelez through the Collabs program. We've been doing it for probably almost 100 years as a company. Brands like Ritz and Oreo. And so you're like, okay, what do you think of our packaging? And they're like, hey, have you thought about this? Or do you see these issues? And then we had access to some tools. We're able to actually have our package analyzed. And it was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Our key message is down here, but you don't even see it. Once you see where the gaping holes are, you're like, okay, how quickly can we improve these? Because we know that we have a really good product. And but the consumer needs to know that. I think they say a consumer needs to see your product 10 times before they pick it up. And so you got to make sure when they do see it that time, they really want to grab it.
That makes sense. I'm curious to hear more. How did you find the experience with the program? I'm sure it was very insightful, even just getting insights to some of the tools and things like that they have. But was it what you thought? Did it open your eyes to a whole bunch of different things? What was the whole experience like?
So the program was amazing. So 12 weeks in person, virtual. You have access to mentors, industry experts. It really helps an emerging brand like WODO. Our mentors were able to help us identify more efficient ways to source our ingredients, which helped increase our gross margins, right? They helped us identify how to change our packaging, not just by analyzing, but saying, okay, working with people within Mondelez who make those decisions for billion-dollar brands. And so for anyone who's an emerging brand, I highly recommend looking for programs like the Mondelez Collabs program, just because the impact it can have on your brand, and especially in their case, they don't want anything. They truly just want to pick 9 emerging brands they think have a chance to make it and help them try to get to that next level. And you're not giving up any equity. It's fully a grant. Like, those things for a brand can really make or break you. And actually, I'll tell you one quick thing. Last November, so November of 22, I originally applied for the program. And we actually got rejected. And so I kept following up with them and sending them new innovation I was working on. It was actually because of some of our newer innovation that we got accepted into the program. And it was actually, so it was my persistence.
Yeah.
Then also their belief in the innovation we were able to create that allowed us to get in. And it's really, I have formed a really great bond with the team that was part of our collab experience, where I'm, you know, probably more than twice a month, I'm still in touch with my mentors.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And I'm sure too, they saw that tenacity of you as a founder and were like, hey, let's be honest, the CPG industry is not an easy one. And it takes that grit to continuously follow up, show up. We all know you're doing that with buyers. So if you don't have the ability to do that, it's going to be really hard to make it in this industry. So I'm sure they saw a lot of that just leadership skill within you as well. And for you, so where are you primarily focused on selling from a channel strategy? Is it, I know you mentioned you're in retail. That's a big piece. Is that your like number one focus? I know that you do also sell in food service in some locations online. How do you manage the different channel strategies? And what is your number one focus there?
Sure. So we started as a brand in retail in Northeastern Ohio, where we're based, and online through Amazon, our website. I call them the box companies, Vegan Cuts, Bunny James, Imperfect. There's a handful, right? And so to me, that's good final sale opportunities. You get product into the marketplace because a lot of them have college care packages or vegan only or gluten-free only. So it helps you get to your core consumer. And then from a retail, so we started retail in Northeastern Ohio, online, direct consumer, box companies. And then Troy, after starting the brand, I was watching my kids eat the product every single day. And so I recognized, I was like, I really think the K-12 market would be ideal for Lodo. So 2 years ago, we actually went to the School Nutrition Association show in Atlanta, Georgia. I believe that's where it was. And we knew nothing about the industry, but felt that it was right. And so we got to the show and we quickly realized that there were all these qualifications you had to have to be able to sell into the K-12 market. And it just so happens, and it's sure luck, that our products actually qualify to be both Smart Snack approved and a grain credit, which is really difficult to do.
Wow.
And by doing that, it allows us to service the 19 million lunches or breakfasts served throughout the U.S. every single day, 5.6 billion per year.
Wow.
So while we, in my heart, and I always thought the school market was the right opportunity for us, going to that school show about a year and a half ago really validated it. And then we got into two of the largest school districts in the country. And in addition to that, we're in about an additional 40 other school districts. But those two large school districts, especially Orange County, Orlando, Florida, who's been an amazing partner, we've grown from, you know, a half pallet to we're looking at an opportunity in September of next year, we'll be like 8 pallets a month.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge growth. Yeah.
So we see for the bar specifically, while you retail is a necessity, right? Like people need a place to buy your product. And whether it's online or retail, we believe the K-12 market is really a ripe opportunity for us just because of our qualifications. And it's really tough to qualify to be a Smart Snack approved and grain credit product. And then we think food service and micro markets, just because people are looking for better for you alternative snacking. When I say alternative, gluten-free, plant-based, vegan. And companies now, to get people to come back to the office, they're providing endless snacks. And so it really fits well within what, how we're growing our business. And then lastly, we were one of the fastest companies in 2022 ever to meet American Airlines and accept it on board. And so we're actually in the first class basket on American Airlines. And so when I look at it, we have four channels we go after, but our major focus today is really retail and K-12 for the bars.
Got it.
For the ready to bake, which we just launched, it's all retail.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. And I love the strategy that you are in all these different locations. You're in offices where people are going to be able to get the product there. But then I like it there. I want to go buy it somewhere. I'm going to go to my retailer, obviously. Same with the K-12. My child loves this. Ding, ding. That's hard half the time. Great. Where can I go and get this? It's going to drive in retail. And then obviously just the brand association with being first class on airlines allows people to have that strong brand connection and then go in retail and find it.
And really, you need, you've got to hit consumers everywhere. It's really, as you alluded to earlier, it's really difficult to build a CPG brand. And we launched in market in January of 2021, so in the middle of COVID. And so it's really been a lot of trying different things and understanding, okay, cookie dough touches so many people. So how do you meet our consumer where they are? So if it's a kid, you're going to get them in school, right? If it's a mom who's shopping at Target, we're launching there in June. So it's catching people where they are and giving them the opportunity to have a cookie dough snack, whether it's our bar or our ready to bake, they can eat raw or bake cookies with their family at home.
Got it. Yeah, it makes sense. You've done a really great job with the omni-channel presence here. And did you have any experience selling into retail before, selling into food service before? What did that look like before you started Wodo?
Yeah, in 2008, I launched a company in Northeastern Ohio called Launch House. And the idea behind it was Cleveland was, the turn of the last century, is a really thriving industrial city. And it really, I don't say lost its way, but it wasn't very entrepreneurial. When I was a kid, when I came out of college, I decided to move back home. I went to work for a medical technology startups company and really fell in love with the space. And then I started looking at all my friends who were moving to other thriving cities. And I was like, what do they have there that we don't have here? And it was really a community for like idea stage entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So I started this company called Launch House with this idea that we would create a space, a community, and a culture, and access the resources for entrepreneurs who just had ideas and wanted to get funding to build proof of concept. So we'd provide like very small amounts of seed capital to prove their concept. And then they'd go on to raise follow-on funding from outside investors. And today, Launch House still exists. It's more of now like a community co-working space or community accelerator where, you know, you have a lot of small businesses working in one space. But for Wodo, that was so important because as I thought about launching the business, I went right into my own space and said, okay, here's version one, here's version five, here's version 15, now here's version 20 or 25. And so by getting that feedback from people that were college students, adults, grandparents, and everything in between, helped us really hone in and say, okay, here's the product we're going to go to market with. And then getting real consumer feedback outside of people at our co-working space and others, continuously to refine our products.
That continuous feedback piece makes so much sense. You had this wonderful incubator that you created to get this feedback. And I'm sure just being surrounded around those ideas over the years too, just helped you solidify how to bring this to market.
100%. And even with the knowledge of incubating companies, you still make mistakes. I still make plenty of mistakes. We still make mistakes. It's really tough to build a business. And we've had a lot of very early success, but I think it's really about being a part of a community and really helping each other.
Yeah. And the CPG community really is a special one compared to a lot of other ones for sure out there.
100%.
For you, what were some of the biggest challenges that you had to overcome throughout this? Obviously, there's so many different pieces in running a food business. What was one of the biggest challenge areas for you that really tested your tenacity, tested your ability to like problem solve? What was that for you in your business?
So I think when I first launched Wodo, or the idea behind Wodo, we were working with a manufacturer in California, and they're both our manufacturer. And I was working with them on creating the recipe. And I had ideas and, you know, creating it and, you know, working with them. And I really realized in short order that sometimes you set out to create something and then you get the first products back and you're like, oh my God, this is completely opposite of what I'm trying to create. If I think about our first versions, they were like a four ingredient, very clean protein bar that had a hint of cookie dough. Seriously. And I actually still have some of those bars, and sometimes we'll open them up and they're like, man, how did we start here? And then, you know, finally, when we came to market, we actually decided to move our manufacturing to Northeastern Ohio because I'm a very big believer that you want to be able to get a car and drive to where you can manufacture and be there and be able to test the product as it comes off the line. And as we evolved, moving our manufacturing and then really utilizing more of an internal resource to develop all of our recipes. Mm-hmm. And really not worrying so much about being everything to everyone, but being what we sought out to create, which is a cookie dough snack bar that is better for you. So it has all those key attributes, but really tastes good.
Yeah. As you described that previous bar, I'm like, that's so different. This feels indulgent. It feels indulgent. It feels fun. And you can feel good about it because of everything that's in it and what's not in it. but it definitely has that fun, full flavor. I'm not sacrificing. It's not like protein bar has to choke back. It's no, I want to enjoy this.
And that was really the goal. And so when we create the ready to bake, it was so easy because it was like, I think it took us like 3 tries because we knew exactly what we were going for. Like, how do you make Nestle Toll House, but allergen free?
Right.
Goldsberry, but allergen free. How do you make your best grandma's chocolate chip cookies allergen free? And so it was building on the foundation of our current recipes for our bars, but then making them just full indulgence.
Got it. And so, right, you just launched, I know you just launched the Ready to Bake. The feedback that you are getting from retailers when you were launching it and even from consumers right now, was that like a no-brainer? Was it a no-brainer selling to retailers?
Yeah, so I was pretty confident we had something when we got rejected from Mondelez and then we started sending them our Ready to Bake product and then we got accepted into the program. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, they think this is good. I think we're onto something. And then we started introducing the chocolate chip, our chocolate chip flavor at trade shows starting in the summer, knowing that it wasn't ready to come to market yet, but we at least want to start introducing it. And watching consumers or retailers at the trade shows not just come for one cookie, but come back like over 3 days, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And I'm like, okay, like these are all the validation points you want. And now the same things we see with our bars. Mm. And so seeing that, and then once we were ready to actually manufacture scale and bring it into the market, we started talking to some specific retailers we had relationships with or had met at the shows regarding the Ready to Bake. And it wasn't a maybe, we'll see how it goes. It was like, yes, we'll take it. And then it was like, oh, shoot, we've already oversold our first manufacturing run. Now we need to run another one. And then, oh, no, we've now oversold that. And so that continuous like feedback from the buyers that, yes, we want this. And then when we hit the shelf, like the week before Thanksgiving, and in some stores, we sold 40 units in 2 days, where the industry average is like 2.5 units.
Wow. Yeah.
And these are not even stores in our own backyard, right? These are stores in the middle of Pennsylvania. Huh. And so we're like, okay. And again, that's not going to be everywhere all the time. But, and then just yesterday, looking at our sales data from the true first 30 days of being in the market, and we're like, okay, here's the category, here's us, and it's, we're outperforming. Mm-hmm. Those are all the signs that we've created something that consumers really want. And so now it's about just accelerating.
Yeah, absolutely. That's got to be so exciting. They become like your babies and you're so excited about putting it in market. But then when you start to see the sales validate that so quickly, and even the fact that you're selling out your orders so quickly, it's gotta get you really excited.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I think, you know, going through the Mondelez program, and not to reference it again, by understanding where the deficits were in our bar packaging, we were able to quickly look at our Ready to Bake package. Okay, we're going to proactively design this based on where we're going with our bars.
Right.
If you look on social, you'll see there's photos of our Ready to Bake on shelf. And it's just for that space where you have Nestle, Toll House, Pillsbury, Sweet Lauren's, and now us, you can see our packaging just really is bold and stands out. And it really speaks to who we are as a brand.
Yeah, because your packaging is, it's so bold. It's so beautiful. Like, it really stands out. I'm sure it's like continuously just getting like shaking up that part of the store as well in terms of getting people to look at it differently, where you maybe have walked past it over the years, or you've just bought one because there's no other solutions, right? How many categories are out there where people just buy a product because there's nothing better? And then they're like waiting for a product like this to like finally meet the demands that they really have.
100%.
And how do you continue to get the word out there from a consumer perspective? How do you continue to educate consumers about this product, where they can find it? What does your marketing efforts look like?
So last year we did 40 trade shows, both industry and consumer facing. This year we'll dial it back. But our strong belief was that because we're at a retail forward facing show, everyone who works all those booths are our consumers as well. So you'll see our team does not just sit and wait. We're actively out there. We are actively out there handing products out to every booth out there, like engaging people. So trade shows is one. Two, the airlines has been a huge boost for us. Just, we were moving 8,000 bars a day on American Airlines. So that's a lot of new consumers trying our product. we do a lot of stuff like field marketing. So it's just all about getting product in people's hands, demoing our bakeables in the stores. Really just at the end of the day, if people don't try it, they don't know to buy it. So doing local festivals, just I read something last night. It talks about the founder of Kind Bar. And he said, what is the one catalyst that really helped drive their growth outside of Starbucks, getting to Starbucks? And it was just getting product into people's hands. And it's really something we've just done continuously of, okay, we know people have to try it because if they try it, they're going to become loyal consumers.
Yeah, no, that's such a huge piece. And it's obviously working for you guys.
And it's truly really because of my three boys. I started Wono. They both had severe gluten out dual. My first son did, then my second son did. My third son was born after the fact, but it just creating something that they could eat and love and then be able to share with their friends. And,
totally.
And it's being in the schools now and seeing how kids can get on menu for breakfast or lunch, you're like, wow, like you're giving kids something that's better. It's all very clean ingredients, so it's something that's better for you. But actually, you're giving kids cookie dough, right?
You're like the coolest dad ever, I'm sure. They're all like, oh my gosh, your dad's like the Wodo dad? Like, for sure, you get cool points forever.
Brian, I took my son Henry to his first trade show a few months ago, and he was rocking it. And of course, after about an hour, he didn't want to hang with me. He wanted to hang with a camera sales guy. He's 24, right out of college. Like, they were going to all the booths. And you know, I was like, oh man, I'm not that cool.
He'll come back around. He'll come back around. And all of his friends are still like the super cool dad for sure. And we talked about a lot of places where people can get the product. Where can people go and find you if they are like, oh, I need to get my hands on some of this Wodo?
Sure. Amazon, obviously easy for everyone. For the ready to bake, we're in Grocery Island, Market District in the Midwest, Hy-Vee, soon to be DeBruno's, and we're in review with almost every national player. Retailer in the industry for the ready to bake. Then the bars are available about 3,000 locations, including Albertsons, two divisions of Kroger on the West Coast, Giant Eagle, Tops, Heinen's, World Market. Look on our website. We have a where to find us. And if you can't find us, just reach out to me on LinkedIn, connect with me on LinkedIn, and I'll send you a link where we'll send you a free bar to try.
Cool. No, that's great. That's great. And then I want to ask, because you started this in 2021, we have great distribution. What do you think has really led to just that really strong distribution? Do you have strong brokers, strong distributors? Is it you hitting the pavement? What's really led to that?
So I would say initially it was going to trade shows. We, right out of COVID, we made a bet that our growth was going to be dependent on getting out there and being the brand known and being at trade shows. So probably from between 22 and 23, we probably did 70 trade shows.
Wow.
60 to 70. We just made a bet that we were going to be out there. We're going to get our product into people's hands. We're going to get real feedback as quickly as possible. And we understood that it took time. Like you meet a buyer today, maybe 3 years before you get in. That's what happened with Target. We're launching there in June. So it just takes time, but we wanted to build a solid foundation and then build a broker network around it. And so we have some really good brokers right now for airlines, national brokerage, some independent one-off stores, but we've really built a solid, and we have a great VP of sales and sales team that does internal stuff as well that have been leading a charge. It really makes it easy as a founder when you start to build a really good core team. And that's what I've done at Wodo from marketing, sales, operation. And we're small. I like to say we're like the Benjamin Bears of CPG. Because we're small, we're lean, but we really make it happen.
I love that. Cool. Todd, thank you so much for sharing the story of Wodo and for bringing this to market. I feel like you just made life so much more enjoyable for people who want to have just cookie dough on the go. They want to have some delicious, ready-to-bake cookies that they can enjoy, their children can enjoy. They don't need to feel bad about it, and really solving a great need in the market. So thanks for bringing this to market, and thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. And please, I'm always happy to help. So if there's an entrepreneur out there who's looking to start a food business and I can be a resource, please let me know. And if you want to try our product, please reach out.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's it for this week, food friend. Thanks for tuning in. If the show helped you in any way, please go ahead and leave a rating or review of the show below. I also want to thank our sponsor one more time, the Food Brands That Sell program, the program to transform how you navigate the CPG industry and ultimately sets you up for success within it. Go ahead and get yourself on the waitlist using the link below, or you can put yourself on the waitlist at foodbrandsthatsellwaitlist.com. Catch you next time, food friend.